learn about the newest digital pathology trends in science and industry, meet the most interesting people in the niche, and gain insights relevant to your own projects. Here is where pathology meets computer science. You are listening to the Digital Pathology Podcast with your host, Dr. Alexandro Jura.
Today, my guest is Chen Sagi, the co-founder of The Pathology. With Chen, we met through social media and then in real life at a conference, and we have stayed in touch ever since. And now she's my go-to person in the computer vision field. Obviously because of her expertise, of course, but also because of the great relationship we developed through our collaboration. And working with her really makes me feel like Digital Pathology Place is building a bridge between pathology and computer science. Currently, Chen is giving an AI for Pathologists course every Tuesday. It is a series of 10 lectures. And also, her and myself are going to be giving the next webinar in the series called When a Pathologist Meets a Mathematician. And this webinar is going to be held on September 30th. The title is The Good, the Bad, and the Biased. That is how to evaluate the correctness of AI models for pathology. And the registration for this event and also for her course is still open. And I will leave the links for both events in the show notes. We will be honored if you join us there as well. Now let us proceed to the interview. Chen is not only a mathematician, but she's also a computer scientist specialized in computer vision. And she's a serial entrepreneur, having founded several companies.
Welcome, Chen.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, Alexandra.
It's great to have you as a guest. Let's start with a brief introduction and telling the guests who you are and about the company a little bit, how you founded it and how did it happen that The Pathology came to life.
Okay. In my background, I have a PhD in applied mathematics. I did it in the Tel Aviv University and I specialized in classical computer vision, which I think was great, the combination of mathematics on one hand and something that you can visualize and see. I really liked it. And I also worked in the field of computer vision. 11 years ago, I started a company together with my husband, which is sounds very challenging. But I think that after we were married for several years and raising twins, we thought that establishing a company together is not such a big challenge. And this company, SugivTech, specializes in projects in computer vision, machine learning, and in the last few years also, of course, in deep learning.
So you still have SugivTech?
SugivTech, yes.
And then you started the Deep Pathology after?
Exactly. And then about 4 years ago, we started doing projects in how to employ deep learning and computer vision for problems in pharma research using in pathology. And we were fascinated. We got an invitation to join the Roche Digital Health Accelerator in Munich, which we participated in for half a year. It was an extraordinary experience to talk to many people and really understand that our expertise and knowledge can really bring value, we think, to this field. And inspired by our participation, we decided to establish Deep Pathology, which is our company together. So Nitzan, myself, and also Jacob Gildenblatt was the first co-founder. And this company focuses solely on computational and digital pathology, both for services and also with the studio, which is our main product, aiming to bring AI to the hands of every pathologist. And I think that for me, it's again, fantastic combination of, you know, things that which are coming from mathematics and computer science and logic, and bringing them to the field of medicine, which also fascinates me. But I'm too afraid of blood. So it's a good way to deal with medical issues, but without, you know, the capacity to be a real doctor.
Okay. And how did it happen that you joined this pathology initiative? Because with computer vision, with SugivTech, you could have done anything in any medical field. Why pathology? Yes. What was the triggering event or person?
Yes, I think that as you are absolutely right. We did in the last 11 years dozens of projects, you know, which from a automotive to a user experiences to a consumer applications, tracking, also medical applications. And you know, and after, I think that 4 or 5 years ago, Nitzan and I really felt that we wanted to do something which is beyond just providing R&D services, but really bring something which has value and has a product by itself. And I think that the field of medical applications always fascinated us, and we looked for a good opportunity. And I think that the pathology was, is still and was also a great opportunity because, digitization, is something which, you know, happened like 20 years ago in radiology and is happening right now in the last few years, but also actively happening now. And this is the enabler for bringing algorithms to this field. So on one hand, you can do things because if you have other fields in medical, applications where the information is not digital yet, you have a big problem. So information is becoming digital. We love image analysis. And also, I think that also we, as I said, 4 or 5 years ago, we started doing projects in this field and we became familiar with that. And I think that one of the things that, which I didn't know, you know, and really learned when I started dealing with pathology, is how important is pathology in medical care and in medical development, in drug development? Because pathologist is not something that you meet. You go to the dentist, you go to the, I don't know, specialist. You never meet pathologists. And I think that you are behind the scenes. I mean, the pathologist and the people, you know, ordinary people who are not in the field are not really familiar with the important role of pathologists. And I think that understanding that the input of pathologists is so vital in the process of creating new drugs and also in the process of selecting the right treatment for patients, I think that it became so clear to me. So I think that also to Nitzan and Jacob, so being able to bring technology to this field and really trying to make an impact, I think it was really exciting for us and is still something which I think is a great motivation. Because when I see, this is really honestly, I think that when you have great technology, you can use it for many things. You can use it for designing things and for, you know, and for things which are not medical. And this is great, and people can do that, and they do fascinating things. But I think that for us, being able to do something which really has added value and can have impact on, you know, health issues, I think that this is something which is a great driving force for us.
Mm-hmm. Great. You're right. Pathology is, it's new. The digitization is still new compared to radiology, and it gives different opportunities. It's not so established yet.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the company itself. Where are you located and what do you offer? You said you have both products and services, right?
Exactly. So we are from Israel. We are located in Ra'anana, which is a smaller city a little bit to the north of Tel Aviv. So we are in the center of Israel. So our main offering is the studio. Now, the studio is a do-it-yourself platform that allows pathologists and researchers to create by themselves AI-based solutions to three main problems. One of cell detection and quantification, object localization and classification, and also region segmentation. And I think that the studio, our vision was some kind of, you know, when you look at medical field and biological and mathematics and computer science and AI, there is some gap. So you wouldn't expect an AI specialist to really understand all the bits and bytes of pathology, and you wouldn't expect pathologists to really, you know, dwell into the mathematical foundation of AI. But there should be some collaboration and synergy between the two. And our aim was to bring the tools of AI to the pathologist, because the pathologist has the knowledge, the pathologist have the really understanding of what they need. So we wanted to bring a platform that will allow pathologists to play with them and to play with it and to explore solutions to problems and to try out things, and that the feedback will be very quick and that it will be easy to use. So the studio is a platform. The idea is that you teach the platform what you're looking for by giving it positive and negative example. And from the first minute that you start providing the examples, the system starts learning what you're looking for. And since and I think that this time that we have spent in the accelerator, and also after that, we, you know, we are computer scientists, mathematicians. We are not pathologists, but we listen. We listened in the past and we listen all the time, and we collaborate with a lot of pathologists because we understand that the technology by itself is nice, you know, is beautiful, but is useless if it's not practical. If it doesn't provide you the confidence and the ease of use, then we really think it's useless. And this is why the idea is that you as a pathologist, it should be easy for you to bring your expertise and then to develop very quickly a solution to evaluate it and to see if you can count millions of cells very quickly and very accurately, or you can segment the tissues and get quantitative results. So this is like a toolbox that pathologists could use. And this is our main product. It's for research purposes, for pharma research, disease research, and also preclinical and clinical trials. Now, of course, we have developed some kind of an AI solutions generator, mm-hmm. and you can actually use it also to create a solution for diagnostics kind of problems. But then you have to take this, let's say, tool or this solution that you have developed, and then you have to do, you know, the usual regulatory validation, okay. etc., to see that it is working.
So you and I are think able then, to develop an algorithm with it. So it's a software, right? You install it on your computer, then you yes. can develop algorithms or models, and exactly. then if you have a model that you want to validate, and bring to the next regulatory level, you kind of can extract it from the software and yes, work with exactly. it. Okay.
So this is a part of the model. One phrase that we thought about is that we want to democratize AI for pathology. So, you know, there are so many people that have very, you know, clear and specific experience on this kind of disease. And there are so many researchers. So, because AI usually requires a lot of compute power and usually people think that they need huge amounts of data to create AI algorithms, AI creation usually is considered to stay within large organizations or large companies, because you need the resources for that. But what we try to do is to enable every pathologist to test, to create, to explore AI solutions. This is a tool that actually we think that every researcher and pathologist can use. And if you have an idea that you have tested and you see that it's promising within your own lab, then yes, if you want to make it accessible to other people beyond your own research, of course you need to validate it in the usual way, and then you need maybe to define it clearly and do it according to regulations. But this tool should not be only within the reach of large companies, large organizations, because our studio was designed to work on laptops. So you don't need okay, it's a gamer's laptop, so mm-hmm. it should be fast. But it's only a laptop. It can rely on relatively small amount of data to get the first initial solution and to get a feeling. And so you don't need like thousands of slides. You can start with a much smaller amount. And I think that this is the main idea. Democratize AI creation and bring it to any pathologist. Now, of course, this is why we have modeled three problems, which are important. But of course, there are other problems in pathology research, such as the outcome prediction or other things which are more specific and are, you know, there are more general questions. And for this, we also do projects. Mm-hmm. Usually we do these projects with larger organizations where they are, you know, looking for answers to significant questions. But beyond that, we also have collaborations with the university hospitals because they, you know, we would like to spread our tool and platform worldwide. So we have the academic affiliation program, and so the idea is that we bring our platform to a university. And we conduct a research together and then publication or something like that. So because it's a great experience. You learn every time. And I think that what we have learned is that, and this is really fascinating because, we have, launched the studio, in September 2019. There was the ECP in Nice, and then 1 week later, we met in Cologne.
Yes. Ah, so that was your launch event when we met.
Yes, exactly.
And European Society of Toxicologic Pathology in Germany.
Yeah, and it's such a pity that we will not meet again in Italy. It should have been in Italy.
Yeah, this year it would be Italy, but all the conferences are cancelled.
They will go virtual. So since we launched it, so the studio was used and it was used to develop at least 20 different kind of solutions for problems such as a beta amyloid plaques, which is a collaboration that we have with the University of Oslo, or H&E tumor segmentation, or a lymphocyte detection, or a Ki-67 quantification. And there are many, many applications. And someone asked me, you're still a small company. How do you manage to create so many solutions? And I told them, we don't create the solutions. It's our partners, mm-hmm. the pathologists, the platform to create a solution. So a program it's a process, but the idea is that the AI creation goes to the hands of the pathologists. And we are only providing the infrastructure for the pathologist to do. So this is mainly what we try to deliver. And I think it's exciting to see. What's the most fun? We just had it this week with a pathologist who was an expert in a specific kind of cancer. He was so excited about the fact that he can actually be able to get the number of Ki-67. Uh-huh. Because he said, I don't want to give a number that I cannot really trust. I will not say 10% or 15% or 12.5% when it's meaningless. I really need to be more specific. And I think that this is what we try to do.
So you have collaborations, more service with bigger organization, you have collaborations with academia. Do you have also people who are just non-affiliated and wanted this kind of software and decided, oh, for my pathology practice or, you know, common practice, we would like to try it out?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that so as I said, in order to run the studio, we opt optimized it to work on laptops. So actually it can be installed on a laptop. You don't need to invest a lot in computer resources. It can also run on a workstation. Of course, it can also run in a on-prem cloud, in big hospitals and big organizations. But the main thing is that you can take a laptop, install the software, software already with a computer because just that you have it ready, and then you can start working with it. And I think that if someone comes with an interesting idea, and we think that eventually everything is personal. If there are people which are having good ideas and they are excited about this, and we are collaborating, I think, with many people from universities, from large and small organizations, also with individuals, which mm-hmm. We have good vibes, sorry, and we think that we can benefit each other from this exchange of ideas and experience. So yes, absolutely yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to say in a couple of words, what is differentiating you from the competition? Because there are other platforms, software that you can install or software that is cloud based that do yes. AI. What is different about the studio?
So before I go and give you what we believe differentiates us, I think that it's for me important to say that it's always great to be a part of an ecosystem, because when you want to make a change, and I really hope that within 10 years there'll be a huge change for the best, that things will be better. It has to be within an ecosystem. One company, big or small, cannot do changes by itself. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I'm proud to be in a very, very active ecosystem. And each of us has to have its unique selling point. So I think that for the studio, I think that our main offering is rapid AI creation. Mm-hmm. So to be able to get into our software very quickly. So there is really zero barrier to entry. We really made something which is simple, because we want to address important issues and to do it very, very in a simple way. And then we would like to pathologists to start having solutions within, I don't know, minutes or hours. So the ability to create proof of concepts or some kind of initial solutions very, very quickly on a laptop in your own lab, without sending your information outside to the cloud, because this takes time. Mm-hmm. So the ability to do that very quickly, I think this is something which differentiates us comparing to other companies. So this is one thing, to do it very, very rapidly. And the other thing is that we understood very, very, in the very beginning, that the concept of annotation is a barrier, is a bottleneck, is irritating. And I remember that you said that you hated to do that, and you're not alone. It's yes. really something. And there's some kind of an oxymoron here, because on one hand, I mean, you as pathologists, you have the knowledge to annotate and to give the ground truth. And on the other end, you find it boring. So how do we, make these two contradictions live together? And I think that this is why our system really respects the time that pathologists put in annotation. And we've used the state of the art tools such as active learning, online learning, auto learning, to make sure that we provide to the pathologists those cases which will contribute the most, where the annotation will contribute the most to the learning process. This means, what kind of cases are these? These are the cases which are more rare, so the rarer cases, which are not so frequent on one hand, and those which are very difficult. Mm-hmm. So our system really evaluates the frequency and the difficulty of the cases, and this is the cases are presented to the pathologist not in a random way, but in a way that will benefit our platform the most. And this is why we can provide high quality, huge data sets very quickly. So we can have like thousands of annotated cases, I don't know, within 10 minutes. And I think this is also a great benefit because, of course, you can start doing things with a small data set, but the more complex your problem is, the more data you need, the more variations that you need. So we try to make sure that the time that the pathologist expert puts into annotation is utilized in the most efficient way. And I think that these are the main two advantages, because so the rapid AI annotation to be able to create algorithms very quickly, and also to do the building of the annotated data sets also very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that it works on small data set. You just generate this data set very quickly because you get suggestions from the software, which information is going to provide make it the quickest, most benefit for the
well, make it the quickest. And also, you know, if you are training a neural network, then at some point, you know, the usual cases, the network already understands quite quickly. Okay, so if you feed it more and more of the same, it will not increase its accuracy. You need to provide it those examples which are more difficult, more challenging, a little bit different. And this is how you make it more robust and capable to really handle a variety of variations of a use case. So we are pinpointing and really selecting those cases where the annotation of the pathologist will be the most important for the system.
Mm-hmm. And how do you innovate? AI is already innovative in itself. How do you innovate in both in pathology and in AI? How do you know where to go next?
Yeah. I think this is a great question because, you know, the AI landscape is so interesting and is so exciting that you can really, you know, there's in the story of Alice in Wonderland, then, she's asking which direction shall I take? And then, I think that the worm tells it depends where you want to go. If you don't care where you want to go, just go anywhere. And I think that also here, it can be interesting to go in many directions. And I think that what sets the path for us are two things. The most important thing is to understand what are the needs. Because again, I'm as a mathematician, the obvious mistake that I can do is to make something which is nice mathematically. And I will say, oh, this is so beautiful. It's so elegant, you know, because mathematicians like things to be very elegant. But then nobody will use it and it will be very frustrating. So what drives our innovation is to really understand what pathologists need to solve specific problems. So for example, we put a lot of efforts on the laptop. So it required a lot of innovation and, really thinking on how to do it very efficiently. Understanding that the annotation is a bottleneck. And if we want pathologists to collaborate with us, we should really, make the annotation procedure very, very effective. So we are using AI to facilitate the annotation, to facilitate the AI creation. So it's innovation with innovation. So as I said, the trigger is to really understand the problem domain, to talk to as many experts and possible end users as possible. And this is on one hand. And on the other hand, to really keep a closed eye on the latest and greatest in AI development and to see what kind of new things may fit into what we are doing. And this is what our CTO, Jacob, is really excited to do because, he likes to explore the latest and greatest anyway. So I think it's a combination of keeping track on technology, which really changes very, very fast. And also all the time bringing the technology and asking the question, how can this technology serve the needs of this field, the needs of pathologists? And I think that this is, you know, what makes it interesting, because it's great when you see your technology being used. And I think that this is something that is very important for us, not to only have something elegant, which we will say, oh, this is so nice and complicated and the and very, very innovative. No, it's not innovation for innovation's sake. It's innovation to bring value to our customers. And this is the challenge, the way we see it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for telling us about deep pathology, about how you work and what's different about you. One thing that I want the listeners to know, that it's, of course, not the first time we're interacting. We know each other since the launch of Deep Pathology, but we also did a webinar together where we were talking about how pathologists and mathematicians or AI experts work or should work together. I'm going to link this in the show notes. Thank you so much for being my guest, Hen.
Thank you for having me. And it's, as always, great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you as well. And have a great day.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. For more great digital pathology resources, visit the Digital Pathology Consulting website and subscribe to our newsletter on digitalpathologyconsulting.com. After subscribing, you will get access to the free annotation guidelines, which will help you annotate slides consistently in all your digital pathology projects. Talk to you in the next episode.